Greetings, nocturnal friends. My little vampires, are you ready for more? Today we're diving in. No. Let me read it. Okay, go ahead. Today we're diving in into the trifecta of vampiric delights. Vampiric delights. What do we have today? Why did you say trifecta? It's like, have you seen those sandwiches they call like a trio sandwich? How do you say in Spanish? Tripleta. Tripleta. Yeah. We're going to be talking about what, otaku? Hiburakun, model, and midnight opera. Yeah, brace yourself for this blood-sucking adventure. Which one would you want to do first? Let's do first midnight opera. All right. This one is from 2005. It has 3 volumes. Okay. Now, it's not on my anime list for review or a grade. Okay. So what I did, I went here and there. I went to Amazon, Goodreads, and I did my own medium. And from 5 stars, we're going to say it has 4 stars. Really? Yep. Okay. Now, if nobody has seen it, set the stage, my friend. Tell me what it's all about. Well, these two brothers, it's like a love tragedy and bloodlust up in the house. Yeah. Now, these two brothers are living in the 16th century, I believe. I believe it was the 15th, but whatever. So they're vampires, and these religious people are trying to, of course, kill them. They run away, and one of the brothers turns out to become one of these amazing rock and roll guy. I believe it was heavy metal, but whatever. In fact, he reminded me of Slash, the guitar player. Okay, yeah. Okay. So they divided, and one of them became this heavy metal guy, and he's a Slash vampire. And it's very interesting because you said that My Anime List has a review, doesn't have a grade. And the review was pretty bad. They were saying they were copying some styles and the drawings were bad. I believe that for a 2005, it was okay. The story, I feel that it was a little bit of original. I mean, I don't know any other rock and roll vampire other than Queen of the Damned with Alicia. Oh, yeah. But I don't know. Yeah, me neither. It was good. It was very interesting, the love story, especially when they went to Italy. Oh, that was the thing. The thing about the manga is that they went back in time telling the story and then moving forward and then forward. And at the beginning, I was okay catching up, but there is a moment that they stop telling you, okay, this is present time. This is the past. Or this is the, I agree with you. You get confused. Yep. That was the only issue that I had with it, to be honest. Well, it has an anime with only 4 episodes. And if you are into old graphics of PlayStation 1, this is the anime that you need to see. Because it really felt like that. Like I said, only 4 episodes. And it's not actually the whole story. Only three minutes long each episode, about three minutes and a half. They were telling the story of the vampire hunters. And at the same time, the story of the main character. And 3 minutes long, it's not enough. The graphics were not good. But at the same time, oh man, I wanted to see more. I wanted to see what's happening. And yeah, so sad. Let's move on now. Let's talk about module. Because this one is actually a manhwa. Okay, yes. From the same year, 2005. This one is 7 volumes. And it does have a grade on my anime list. 7.31. Ready, set, go. This girl, she's having a hard time drawing, and she met this vampire, and they come to an agreement that I am going to suck your blood, and at the same time, I'm going to be posing. No, he's going to suck her blood, and then he can do the posing. That's the deal. Okay, yeah. He's not going to do it at the same time. She cannot concentrate. You're right. Sorry. And that's it. 7 volumes. No, there were more things happening, but the thing I had issues with this manga was that every time that it's finished one of the volumes, they would leave you in this cliffhanger that you were expecting to be answered on the next volume, and at the same time, I didn't answer. There's more questions, more questions. Yeah, and okay, yeah. Well, it's about okay. No problem. Let's go for the last one. It's your favorite. It's actually yeah. Hiburakun. Now this is a manga with a charming, very friendly little bat. Yep. And he also has this ghostly friend. Yeah. And forget everything you think about vampires because this is something very different. This is a supernatural and adorable bedtime story for kids. Would you agree? Yeah, because the manga is very short. Felt like one of those, you're right, bedtime story that a father will read for his son. Oh, come here, son. I'm gonna write, gonna read you a story about this little vampire. What about the anime? The anime is the same, yeah. The anime is actually, well, yeah, it's the same story of the manga, but of course they stretch it out, and it felt like a more adventurous vampire with his friend, the ghostly friend. Correct. Yeah, I agree. I really like both of them. It's very sad that the manga has 6.73. Okay. It's for 2002. Then in 2009, got the anime. Only 5 minutes long, only 10 episodes, 5.98. Oh, come on. Yep. And then on the DVD, has one owner and one special, both of them 5.6. Oh, yep. And you're saying that you like it because, yeah, but if you're learning Japanese, a lot of people ask, oh, which anime should I see? I mean, watch animes for kids. That's it. Like, American watch Dora, I guess. I know. I don't know about that. But this is the kind of thing you have to see. Simple language animes like Hiburakun, Near Cat. What's the other one? The Vampire Cat. Yeah. So easy talking. And yeah. Would you say that from this year, Hiburakun was your favorite? Well, my favorite was the one that we watched, but we didn't talk about. Care to explain? We watched Cyrus the Jaeger on Netflix, and sadly, we record ourselves, and sadly, we delete it. It wasn't us, it was our manager. He's fired. Yeah, he's fired already. So we're gonna do it next year. But yeah, it was a very interesting year. I really enjoyed it. What movies did you watch? We saw Interview with the Vampire, the show. Oh, that was amazing. Yeah, but we're waiting to be over. And yeah. And what was the other one? Oh, the one with Nicolas Cage. Oh, wow. Redfield? I guess. It was okay. It was good. Yeah. All right. So that's it. Thank you for supporting us this year, this vampire year. We'll see you next year. Well, next time. Whatever. Okay, bye.